Baba Metzia Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph. We're going to begin on the Mishnah on the top of Amafkin Mois Eitzel Chaveri. So the Mishnah, Amafkin Mois Eitzel Chaveri, if a person who deposited coins with another. So the Allah is like this: Tzaradon Viv Shilon Achirav. If the shamer bound it in the cloth and slung it behind him, or he gave them to his minor son or his daughter for Shmita, or locked the door before them, inappropriate. Like it wasn't a secure manner. So the halacha is chayev. The halacha is the shamer is chayev. Why? Because the shamer did not safeguard the coin in the manner typical for the shamer. Now, the aim shimred keder hashemnim, but if he safeguarded the money in the manner that shemnim safeguard items, and nevertheless was stolen, he's potter. So in the first case, when he's mafkin was by his friend, he deposited coins with another, and the shemer now bound it in a cloth and slung it behind him, or he gave it to a lubnei b'tek tanim, and it wasn't guarded properly, so that he's going to be chayv. Right, because he wasn't responsible. But if he was responsible, then he's putter, because what should he have done? It's he guarded properly. So the Gemara says like this: Bishleim makulah shleishim rikadach hashemnim. Grant in all the other cases, the shemer is chayv to pay, as he did not safeguard the money in the manner that the shemer safeguards the item. El tzaradim yushil nacheda. But if the shemer bounded in a cloth and slug it behind him, mayavle the meivet. What should the shemer have done? Lachida, he did everything proper. So the Torah says you shall bind up the money in your hand. From which we learn, even though it's bound, it must be in your hand. And since the money was not in your hand, it was not in the shamer's hands, that's considered like a shtigl negligence. Person's money should always be found in his possession. So, shot is, he should not invest all of his money, leaving it with no money available for other things. Shemek, the pasuk says, "V'tzar ta'kesef yodcha," and shall bind up your money in your hand. Rav Rabbi Yisrael says, "Le'edim yashlis adam es me'esav." Person should always divide his money into three: shlish bekarka, he should divide his money a third in ground and in real estate; shlish beprakmatia, and invest one third in business and prakmatia; and shlish tachasodi, and keep one third in his possession. Liquid. Vamar Rabbi Yisrael says, "In Abraha Mutsiyala B'davar Asamim Min Ayin." Bracha is found only in matters concealed from the eye. Shemarik, it says, "Yitzav Hashem Itchas Abraha Basalecha." Hashem will command blessings with you in your storehouses. In other words, where the grain is concealed. Tana Debeli, Tana Debe Yishmal, Tana Debe Yishmal, in Abraha Mutsiyala B'davar Shein Ha'ayin Yishlat Tispan. Bracha is found only in a matter over which the eye has no rulership or no dominion. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha basalmecha." Hashem will command bracha with you in your storehouses. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, "Ha'ilach lamedes garnei," one who goes to measure the grain of his threshing floor, he should say, "Yidatzim ufunach Hashem leikenu, shtishtak bracha b'masi yadeinu mei." It be the will of Hashem that you send bracha upon the products of your hands. His cholamut. If he began to measure the grain, he says, "Baruch Hashelech Bracha Bakri Azeh." Blessed is he who sends bracha upon the pile of grain. If one measured and afterwards recited the bracha, so the halacha is hard. So the din is a tefillah shav. It's a bracha in vain. Because the bracha is found neither in a matter that is weighed, nor in a matter which is better measured, nor in a matter that is counted. Abadabra some minayim, rather it's found in a matter concealed from the eye. Shemar, like it says, "Yisav Hashem is itchas abracha basamecha." Hashem will command bracha with you in your storehouses. Amar Shmuel says, "Ksaf meinu shmirah ela bekarka." Money is only the safeguarding for money is only in the ground. Amar Rava says, "May the Shmuel bear Shabbos be'ez mashus delay trechud abmanu." He says that Shmuel agrees if one received the deposit of Shabbos Eve at the be'ez mashus, Chachamim did not impose him to bury in the ground immediately. If after Shabbos he delayed and did not bury the money within the period of time needed to bury it, he is chayav to pay the owner if it's stolen. So when Avonu Sovar, and if the one who deposited the money is a Talmud Chacham, and the Shemra thought, perhaps he requires money for Avdala, and this is the reason why he did not bury the money immediately, then he may delay burying the money a bit longer. Or it says, but now the Shricha Gishashia, and now that the ramagers, in other words, people who dig to find the still buried property, and I'm sure there's the only safeguarding for money is in the beams of the roof of the house. And nowadays, that there's like dismantlers who attempt to find the still property hidden in beams. The only place to guard is between the bricks of the wall. Shmuel agrees that money can be safeguarded on the wall, and now be akronis or between the corners of the house. Now, but in the shuv of the fochi, and nowadays that the tappers tap the walls to find the still property hidden there, and I'm shmuel of the tefach and some of the karka. So the only way to guard it is in the handbreadth of the wall adjacent to the ground. Oy b'tefach and some of the shmikira. On the handbreadth of the wall, adjacent to the ceiling. Well, I guess tapping on the wall when I reveal the... Huh?
This makes pop to you. I did think the wall, it was that there was more... it talked about all the...
Right, the sarahs, yeah. Right, all right. Goodbye. Son of Rav Yisro said to Rav Ashi, Hasim Tanan, there in the Mishnah of Psachim we learned, Chomesh Nafa Lav Mapelis, we have like this, when you have a chomet, bread, a polish, like a rock slide fell, so the halacha is, Hariyukum Uvair, it's like the chomet was eliminated. And because it's going to remain there forever. Shimon Gamil, Imrikol Sheena Kel Yochel Achapis Acharov. Shimon Gamil says the halacha applies in a case where the bread, the chomet, is covered to the extent that a dog is unable to detect it. The Tana was taught, Kama Chafisis Akelev, how much is the measure of the detection of the dog? Shleisha Tvachim. Three Tvachim. So the question is, Achamai, here, what's the halacha? Mi bo'inon, Shleisha Tvachim, do we require that the money be... Okay, so the question is, we know right, that, let's say, chometz that a mapelis fell on it, harayukum b'ver, so it has to be like, and Shimon Gamliel says that kol shein akel yochal achapes acharov is considered kum b'ver, and we say shleisha tefachim, the shadows with money when you bury it, does it have to be shleisha tefachim or not? So Ravashi Ravashi said to Ravada, also mishum reicha, there with regards to the chometz, is due to the scent, v'inu shleisha tefachim, it's due to the smell, we require three tefachim to obscure it from the dog. The regards to the money, it's because it must be hidden from the eye that we bury it. So therefore, we don't really need from your three tefachim because we just need that the eye doesn't see it. Fredding one of a kamba, how deep does the money need to be buried? Where's this story? Who gavra the afki zuzi gabichever? It was a maisa, the man who deposited money with another. A simnu b'tzufa de urvana. The shamer placed it in a willow hut and iluf. So what happened? A certain man deposited money with another person. The shamer placed it in a willow hut and the money was stolen. A Rav Yisro said, Afal gavlihin ganobe nitirusihi. Although with regards to Geneva, placing the money in a hut is a good shmira, but inura pshirusihi. With regards to fire, this is considered a pshia, it's considered negligent, it's likely to burn. And therefore, I have a pshia, a safe remain, a schaiv. In a case where the incident was initially thought through negligence, but ultimately by accident, the luck is still chayv. The other people say, even though with regards to fire, taki, it's a pshia. And then ganovi, when it comes to gneiv, it's considered guarding. Chidas b'shia b'seif v'beinus is part of it. Listen, Allah is chidas b'shia b'seif v'beinus. Even if initially it was through b'shia and ultimately by accident, Allah is going to be. Chayim where says a story of Gavra the Afkin Zuzik Abichavra. There was a certain man who deposited money with another, And eventually, one of the money said to the shamer, Amalei, have the zuzi, give me my money. Amalei, the shamer said to him, I do not know where I placed it. He came before Rava. Amalei, they said, every circumstance where a shamer claims, I do not know it, is a pshia and zil shalom, you have to go pay. Next story. What are you saying, Arbaran? Yeah, exactly. There was a certain man who deposited money with another. Shemir gave the money to his mother. She placed the money in the chest and it was stolen. Rava said, how should judges rule in this case? Let us say to the Shemir, Zil Shalom, go pay. But the problem is Omar, but he can say that call a mafkid, anyone who deposits an item with another, thus ishtebanabu mafkid, to the awareness that at times the shamer's wife and his children will safeguard the item that he deposited. So therefore, he says, I was within my rights to give the deposit to my mother. So name of Leila Ima, let us say to his mother, Zil Shlimi, go and pay. Amra, she can say, my son did not tell me that the money is not his, so that I should bury it. Now, so name Alei, let us say to the shamer, why didn't you say to her that the money is not yours? So Amar, you can say, all the more so that if I was telling her that the money is mine, she's even more careful with it. The shamer takes the oath that he gave the money to his mother. As mother takes a shvua, that she places the money in the chest and it was stolen. The ignof of potter, the shamer is potter from payment. The word says, "Avu a pitropa the yasmid is vinle chedil the yasmid masel bakor." So certain apitropas who acted on behalf of orphans who purchased an ox for the orphans and passed it to the coward. Levele kabe. The ox did not have molars and other teeth with which to eat. The ox died because it wasn't able to eat the standard food that ox eats. How should judges rule in this case? If we say I gave it to the cow guy, that he should take care of it. If you see to the one who takes care of the poker, I placed the ox with other oxen. I threw him food. I didn't know he doesn't eat. So the master asked me, after all, this coward is a shamer sachar of the orphans. Therefore, he was required to examine the situation and ascertain if the ox was eating. Versus Al-Khanami. If there was a loss for the orphans, indeed, Eretak is right, but he is chayav to pay. What are we dealing with? We're talking about a case where there is no loss incurred by the orphans. As they found the previous owner of the ox, who sold it to them, and the orphans took their money back from him after discovering that the ox had a deficiency. So who then claims compensation for the cow? Mori the Torah Katoin. Previous owner of the ox claims the compensation from the Abitropos. He should have informed that the ox was not eating. Man didn't lay. So he should have informed that the ox was not eating. So the wire asks, what should he inform the previous owner? Me the other the Mekach Torah. He knows that it was a mistaken transaction, as he would be aware that the ox had no teeth. The Saf Seder, the Zaman Ma'achim, was on the Lacha. In a case with regards to a trader who buys from here and sells from there, doesn't know the condition of the ox, therefore, Mishtabi, he would have delayed the other. Trader takes the oath that he did not know that the ox is defect. Shambakari, the Mebus of Brazil. A cow pays the value of the meat, and the ox pays for the cheapest price available on the market. There was a certain man who deposited these, hops which is used for beer, with another. Havelele didei nam bikai de kshusa. The shamer himself had a pile of these kshusa. Armelele sardi, the shamer said to the brewer, mehede me, cast this kshusa, these hops in the beer from this pile. So the brewer went and cast from the other pile, the pile of the one who deposited the hops into the beer. How should we judge this case? Let us say to the shamer, go and pay. But he can say, the brewer said, cast these hops from this pile. I'm not at fault. Namely, the star city. Let us tell it to the brewer, go pay. Amar, he can say, the shamer did not tell me, cast from this pile, did not cast from this pile. I thought he was just giving me advice. I did not know that he was insistent that I refrain from using the other hops. Now, the word says, V'yi the shahar, now, if the hops of the shamer were closer to where he and the brewer were located than those that were deposited with him, the shamer should be chayv, as if the brewer delayed bringing the hops for the period of time that it would take to bring shamer hops from his pile. So, and he did not. So, galadaita the nechalei v'delei shoyi. So, by not objecting, the shamer revealed that he was happy with the brewing of the beer. And the Gemara says this is a case where he did not delay bringing the hops, or the two piles were basically equal distant. Because ultimately, what loss is there? But doesn't the shamer proffer this case? Let the shamer give the owner of beer equal to the value of the hops that he took from the deposit. And no one loses. Whereas referring to geese with a beer ferments, it becomes vinegar. Therefore, it's impossible to take the value of the hops from the beer. Rashi Amar, Rashi says, it's referring to the case where the hops were mixed, bikesa, with thorns, and not in the halves of the beer. Well, Shamlin, he pays the value of the hops mixed with thorns, according to this prophet.